Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, as promised, we have made a mermaid rum run. And don't ask me to say that more than once because I won't be able to. Because we are at the Wild Buck Whiskey Distillery over at Weekiwachee Springs today. Kicking off the show, we had to record at least one segment. I have Bubble Boy with me. He has a cocktail in his hand, or I should say a shot of mermaid rum where they make this stuff. What do you think?
Oh, Greg, I'm so glad you brought me on this mermaid rum run.
Yeah, don't even try. Don't even bother, Bubble Boy. Also, Casey, my buddy Casey, who lives out here on the west coast of Florida, he's here with us as well. What do you think? What are you drinking, the Wild Buck Whiskey or the mermaid rum?
I've had both the Wild Buck Whiskey and the rum. And
see, nobody can pronounce it. I'm the closest one so far who's got it right. We are on a mermaid rum run, Casey. So that's Wild Buck Whiskey or mermaid rum.
All right. I've had the whiskey and the rum, and both are absolutely excellent. I have to go get some more.
Okay, that's pretty good. He announced it fairly well. Now, the third partner in our team of connoisseurs of mermaid rum and Wild Buck Whiskey is, of course, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor. He had to come along because, well, basically, he put a gun
don't
to our head.
Don't give it the mic.
Listen to me.
Don't touch it. Don't touch my microphone.
Let me correct you. A rum connoisseur is called a Rumpelstiltskin.
No. Oh,
and I am a Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes, okay. Okay. You like this place.
I'm going to stay behind after you guys leave and do a little bit of extracurricular research.
Okay. Just give me the microphone back. Don't touch my
it's
equipment.
For science.
Yes. Don't do that. For Christ's sakes. What are you doing?
Not give him the mic.
No, yo, but this is
hey,
where.
Let me tell you something. These are some wild buckers. These neck of the woods. They're really nice people.
Yeah.
Kevin and Natalie.
Yeah.
And you got to try this stuff. It's amazing.
All right. I knew this was a bad idea. Just enjoy your rum. This is where it's born. And yes, he got that right. Natalie and Kevin are the people behind the madness of this mermaid rum. Natalie, thanks for having us. And I apologize for Drunken Sailor.
Hey, that's okay. We're having a lot of fun with you guys today. We're so glad you came out.
Yes. Well, it's a beautiful property you got here, Kevin. I got to say the spread here over by Weekiwachee Springs, Florida, is phenomenal. I mean, I don't know how you guys scored this parcel of land, but to turn it into a cool little distillery, has this been like a dream of yours for years or what?
Pretty much, yeah. And thanks for the compliments. We do love it here. It's nice and peaceful and quiet, except when you bring your entourage around. But
yeah, once again, well, I apologize in advance, or it might be too late at this point, but we're getting ready to leave soon.
Don't worry, they'll be leaving soon, but I'm going to just find a nice place to crash out over by the cow.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I don't know. You okay with it? You got a pretty big spread. You could isolate them off. Just build a pen around them. You hear what I'm saying, Kevin?
We're used to this, and the cows have been eyeing him pretty good, too, so I think he'll be happy here.
We got a doghouse, too. He might be able to fit in that doghouse.
Right, well, hey, the cow
wait
might
minute,
be the most.
I just put all the cigars in the doghouse. So, you know, right. I paired up the rum with the Maduro, and it's excellent.
Well, I don't know. I think he was eyeing the cows, too. But so that could be a whole other issue that, you know, is an image we kind of want to get out of our minds.
How much rum flows, I guess.
We're going to have to drink more to get that image out of our minds. But this is cool stuff. You make Wild Buck whiskey. That was the first one, right, Natalie?
That is correct. That is correct. It's 100% rye whiskey. It's 100 proof, so it does stand up in cocktails quite nicely. But the biggest thing that makes us a little different is that we grow our grain here on our 80-acre farm. It's 401 black rye. We also harvest our rainwater, which is filtered twice, and then we age in barrels like 10 to 18 months, depending on barrel size.
Wow. So a very, you know, very green processing you guys have here. And then, you know, this Wild Buck whiskey that took off, you slowly but surely after a few years started doing this mermaid rum. And that's what caught our eyes at Scuba Radio, you know, being that we have our Scuba Radio mermaids and, I don't know, divers have a thing for mermaids, Kevin. They seem to draw us into the underwater world. And I don't know if that was your intent, but that's what drew me to the rum. And I figured, hey, what better cocktail to start drinking on at the tiki bar after a day of diving than some mermaid rum? That's the ultimate goal, to get it out to around the world like that, right?
That's true. Yep. And we're glad that you guys like it. And I think you'll find that it's a good superior type rum. Like she said, we do grow sugarcane here on our own ranch, and that rum was in a lot of time and development to come up with what we came up with.
Yeah, and basically what you do, you use the Wild Buck whiskey casks or barrels, and then right. recycle them to make the rum. That's how right. the process works?
Yeah, the rum is actually a three-year-old gold rum, and then we put it in the whiskey barrels for another 90 days. That kind of takes a little of the sweetness out and gives it a little more of a oaky taste.
Yeah, you know, you do taste it. Guys, you give it two fins up, right, everyone?
Two fins up.
Yeah. Everybody likes it in our group for sure. And we've had it before. I hadn't had the Wild Buck whiskey before coming out to the distillery today, and I really like that too. But when you compare the two, you definitely...
Two bucks up.
Okay, all right. Just settle down there, Casey. Him and Drunken Sailor are going to be passed out by the cows.
It's bucking great.
Yes, of course it is. And but the thing is that it's you taste, when you taste them together, you do taste a lot more flavors or smell a lot more flavors in the rum, I guess, because of that extra aging or the barrels and stuff. So
a lot of people have said it tastes kind of has a Bananas Foster dessert type smell to it and taste to it, and a kind of a butterscotchy also taste to it. But it's very smooth for 100 proof. You wouldn't, when you whiff it, you wouldn't think that it's 100 proof rum, but it is.
Yeah, hey, it tastes, it smells good, and it gets you there quicker. God bless them for making that concoction, right? And you know, the thing is that you guys can, you know, drink it, you can sip it. You know, it's great with a cigar or something like that. We're going to go to Casey's new tobacco bar next and tell you about that little place on this. That's right. We're doing a little road trip to kick off Scuba Radio today.
Have to come with you on that.
Well, you're welcome. You absolutely are welcome. Have rum. We'll travel, I hope, is how that'll work. But, you know, the thing is that you guys have some drinks that you can make with the mermaid rum as well that you've told us about. We haven't tried these yet, but they are what again, Natalie?
So we have the Mermaid Kiss and we have the Treasure Chest. And so we're featured, those drinks are featured at the Spring Hill Hooters, so you can go there and ask for them. But essentially it's a mango puree with a triple sec, some orange juice, pineapple juice, maraschino sherry juice, with a splash of grenadine on the top, a little orange segment can go in the glass, and a little maraschino cherry. It's beautiful.
Got it. So we will have to go to a Florida Hooters for research to have one of these. Is that what we're saying there?
That's a good excuse.
That's the excuse we're going to use with our wives? Okay, I love this idea. I love the way you guys work this. But, you know, you guys are a family-run operation right now. You're getting a little bigger as we speak. It's not available everywhere, but where could people get it? I mean, obviously they can go to the website, which would be what, wildbuckwhiskey.com?
Sure. Actually, the name of our distillery is Enjoy Spirits Distillery, but the product is Wild Buck Whiskey. We have a website, wildbuckwhiskey.com. Also, we have Mermaid Rum is also there featured on the Wild Buck Whiskey site. There's a link there, so you can click on that link and get some more information on our process. And then Brody's is a company, an e-commerce page that you can order anywhere in the U.S., and they will ship a bottle to you.
But yeah, the phone's ringing right now. People are already calling to order the stuff.
It's working. Yes. It's working.
It's the magic of marketing. What are you going
to
do?
We don't make enough to supply every ABC or Total Wine, but a lot of them do have it in stock. And if they don't, if you ask for it, they'll get it in a matter of a couple of days.
Yeah, so search for it.
Right. Small liquor stores, Glenlake Liquors, Lukens, B21.
Florida right now, yeah. And later the world is the goal.
Georgia. We're in Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia. Okay. Well, there you go. So if you're coming to Florida to do some diving, you know, you want to go into one of the local liquor stores or find out where one of these places are and have a mermaid kiss at Hooters or... you know, pick up the rum at one of the stores and that kind of thing. It'd definitely be something you want to add to your experience.
Absolutely.
When you come to Florida to dive.
Florida experience.
Yeah. And actually, here in Weekiwatchee, you're right next to Weekiwatchee Springs, home of the mermaids, which makes sense for mermaid rum. But lo and behold, we find out you guys are right down the street from Eagle's Nest, which is a popular... like cave diving site here.
That's
in Florida.
Right. I see drunken sailors in our pond right now practicing for his eagle nest.
Come back here. What are you doing?
Boys, I spotted a mermaid.
Oh, jeez. Okay. I'm so sorry about
that. He's going to drown, do you?
If he does, you know, all we got to do.
Bubble Boy's in there now.
We'll revive him with some mermaid rum, and he'll be happy. Bubble Boy's following him in. Casey's not. Oh, man.
Oh,
we got a mess.
Put out my cigar.
Oh. Well, maybe we'll go to the tobacco shop next. Mermaid rum, try some.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Explore in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders. You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are on our mermaid rum run, and we've taken a slight detour. Now that we have been fully stocked with mermaid rum and wild buck whiskey, we have driven about a mile or about an hour south.
About an hour south
with Casey. Now, he has taken over the tobacco hut, which is like... I don't know, one of the oldest or the oldest tobacco stores.
One of the oldest tobacco stores in the Tampa area.
Okay. So we figured it's only appropriate if we're going to get equipped with Mermaid Rum, we should be equipped with the proper tobacco products like a cigar or in Bubble Boy's situation. He actually got a pipe. How you holding up over there with that thing?
It's fantastic, Greg. I think it's raised my IQ by about 20 points.
Well, it didn't, because usually when you smoke a pipe, your accent changes and you sound exactly the same.
Really?
Oh, okay, there it comes. Slowly, as he inhales a little bit more.
He's got the pipe. Give him a few minutes to, you know, adapt to the English blend.
Okay, absolutely. Now, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is wandering around the parking lot, and we'll join him in just a bit. I have a feeling he's going to stumble in here. But, Casey, who do you have here? Because we have a special guest with us, right?
I have a very special guest. It's Gus. He's one of my regulars. He's a World War II veteran, and next week he turns 90 years old.
Wow. Gus, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I feel well. I don't know what I'm doing here, but I'm here.
Well, neither do we. So, you know.
I'm here to have a good time.
Well, you're in the right place, I have a feeling. Because, you know, knowing Casey and his diving background, he knows what to do on your surface interval when you're not diving. And I assuming you're not doing any diving right now. You just popped in here when we were here and said, hey, let me in, because the place is technically closed today.
He would have broken the door with his cane if I hadn't let him in.
So. Yeah, well, he's a World War II vet, so I think it's only appropriate to let someone like yourself in, right?
It certainly is, because for the simple reason I like Casey. I've only met him about 6 months.
Well, everybody has character flaws, but that's okay.
Well, that's the way life is. Yeah. We can't pick our friends. We can only pick our relatives.
Okay. All right. I think it's something like that. But, you know, look, he's having a birthday next week, so he can say whatever the hell he wants. And so what, do you come up here and just pick up a cigar and join Casey and the crew, or what?
I came by to pick up a smoke, a stick, and to say hello to Casey.
Very nice. Now, what did you do in the armed forces, though? Tell us a little bit about your history, can you, or do you not like to talk about it?
I do not like to talk about it because I was too young when I went in. I was only 17 years
old. Wow.
And I saw some horrible things over there that shouldn't have been happening, but they were. We had to keep our liberty up.
Well, it's because of people like you that were allowed to go scuba diving, have a sip of mermaid rum, and come and have one of these sticks at the tobacco hut in Tampa.
And it's my pleasure to be here with you.
It I don't even know what to say to that, because the honor is all ours. And happy birthday a little earlier. Oh, God, here he comes. I'm sorry about this, Gus, but Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is here, too. And
take your hat off. This man is a damn hero.
That's okay. All right. He's
show some respect.
I don't think he's any kind of armed forces type sailor, but he claims to be one. But he's really just drunk. So
that's all right.
Hey, is Tobacco Hut says smoke them if you got them.
Okay, are you having one too, or are you going to smoke a pipe like Bubble Boy?
No, I ain't gay.
Jeez. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't know. People of all sorts are allowed into this place, I guess. Is that right, Gus, or what?
It certainly is. We have a few here that shouldn't belong, shouldn't even come in here.
Well, he fits. He's just going with the flow then. He, our drunken sailor, would it be allowed or no?
Yes, we'd allow him in because he is a veteran.
No, he's not. He's drunk.
Yes, sir. Hey, whatever Gus tells me, I'll do. Oh, if he wants me to leave, I'm out of here.
Yeah, do you have a preference in sticks, so to speak, Gus? Do you have something that you, recommend friends or that you would say, like, hey, if it's their first time into a place like the Tobacco Hut that they should pick up as far as cigar-wise?
Yes, I do. I'm a special one, American Legion. It's made by Blanco here in Clearwater.
Yeah.
It's a terrific smoke, and I recommend it to anybody who comes in for a stick.
Okay, so if you're diving for the day and maybe have the opportunity to stop by a tobacco shop before you're going diving, have one of these in your little personal humidor or Ziploc bag or whatever for the day of diving. After it's done, have a cocktail, sit down at the tiki bar and smoke one of those, huh?
Not only one, you should have a half a dozen of them. Never mind being so cheap.
Okay, well, there you go. That could work as well. Did you ever dive in your career? Have you ever been scuba diving?
Yes, I have to say I have.
Yeah?
In Tarpon Springs.
In Tarpon Springs, the home of the sponge divers.
That's right. I'm not a Greek. Any Greek that goes to Tarpon Springs or don't go to Tarpon Springs is making a mistake.
Really? So did you go down there and find some sponges yourself, or did you just go down there to enjoy the sights?
I had to go down there. My wife made me.
Okay. She needed some sponges for the bathroom or, you know, to clean the pots and pans and things like that, I guess. Is that what you're
saying? Certainly true. That's certainly true. They clean the pots and pans wonderfully.
Okay. Well, what do you think? Drunken Sailor, are you drinking or smoking or both?
Both.
Okay. All right. And Hemi.
A woman... A good woman is a woman, but a good cigar is a smoke.
Okay, I don't even know what to make of that. Hemi, can you translate?
I think he just called me a schmuck.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Hey, put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Well, I think he has. What do you have in that pipe, by the way?
What is it? Well, I can't really say. It's an unknown type of pipe tobacco.
Ah, that's right, because, Casey, yeah, you took over this place recently, and some of the stuff in the jars, you have no idea what it is, and say, oh, here, Hemi, take some of this stuff.
He liked the smell of it. I said, put this in your pipe and smoke it, and that's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, is it making you a little lightheaded or anything like that?
Well, no, but I probably shouldn't be smoking it at the same time I smoke a cigar.
And drink whiskey.
Why,
are you not supposed to mix those two? Is that some cardinal sin of... tobacco?
You know, they're the experienced divers, and then there's the newbies.
Yeah.
Well, he would be a newbie to the pipe smoking, and now he's puffing on a cigar. But it's all his life, and if he's enjoying it, it's all good, Greg.
Well, exactly. Especially if you sold it to him. So that's even a plus here at the Tobacco Hut. Now, this is one of the things that divers would want to do after their day of diving at a tiki bar anywhere in the world.
Nice cigar, rum drink with mermaid rum.
Yeah, or Wild Buck whiskey, which is what we have. To
whiskey may be risky, but rum is fun.
Okay, but we got whiskey, so it's risky?
You misunderstood me.
I think so. Wouldn't be the first time either. Okay, and on that note, we'll just stop, because this is going to get just worse. We'll be back in the studio next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Good smoking, everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
First radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are back in the studio. Well, I should say myself and Bubble Boy are back in the studio. However, Scuba Radio's Drunken Sailor is nowhere to be seen. We lost him somewhere there at the Tobacco Hut. So CJ is coming to the studio with Bubble Boy.
I heard it was a great time.
It was an awesome time. And the fact that we lost the Drunken Sailor in the process is a bonus, I would say. Wouldn't you agree, Bubble Boy?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to look at the upside of everything, you know.
He's a fan.
He is a fan.
He likes being on the show.
Yeah, yeah. And fan stalker, you know, I don't know.
And when he's here, we need a fan.
Well, we have fans. We have two.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're spinning on Medium right now. If you need to kick it up, feel free to. But that was a good time. No, they're not hooked up to the clapper.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What are you doing? Trying to catch, you know, kind of kill flies?
I believe he has the clap, Greg.
Yeah, okay. Well, that wouldn't be...
Not true, ladies.
All right, well, we had an awesome time, and we have sobered up enough to finish out the show today. You know, actually, it's been a couple days, so that was just about the right amount of time to get through the schmokes and the mermaid rum and the Wild Buck whiskey. Matter of fact, we brought some back with us here in the studio. Who knows? Might have to crack some of that stuff open. We got to thank Natalie and Kevin for helping us out. They were really nice, very hospitable, you know, tolerated, you know, what we brought them. And I mean, of course, the drunken sailor part of things. Matter of fact, he had threatened, you know, at the end of that last segment with the cigars, like, say, hey, I'm going back and get some rum. That's the last I remember seeing him. So he could be passed out on their property as we speak.
Oh, great.
Which is, you know, it's better them than us. You know, that has to deal
well,
with
him. He'll find his way back. He always does.
I know. I don't know how that happens, but we will see how that goes. Hey, we got to talk about a few things. In-water recompression. Is that a good or bad thing? We're going to talk about that today. Also, nude scuba diving. Yeah, Bubble Boy and CJ just perked up.
We'll talk about that next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food? Jordan.
Shark.
Shark. They're going to play. Jay, let's get after it, man. If a man swims nude in the ocean, what sea creature might mistake his manhood for food?
Mermaid.
Best answer so far, yeah.
I stick with my answer.
I love your answer.
I need to ask different people.
I'm going to dream that tonight.
Come on, let's go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. We're going to connect probably with Jerry the Diver Guy. We might even call Casey from the Tobacco Hut and check in with him at his new establishment today. We'll see how that goes. But first, got to dive into some of the latest diving news and information. Now, this is actually from the first of the year. You know, New Year's resolution things, first dives of the year, that kind of thing. I got this off a website called Cottontail Corner, and this was purely for research purposes, was the only reason I was on this website. Basically, what it is a website that, you know, is dedicated to clothing optional activities. Not just diving, but all kinds of things. You know what I'm saying?
All of a sudden, we're craning our necks to try to see the monitor.
Yeah, Cottontail Corner. .ca, though. It's a Canada thing, of course. You know, we wouldn't do this in the States. Surely not. But they're talking about doing a New Year's Eve or New Year's Day dive. And they kick off the diving season with a naked scuba dive. Now, I've heard about these things in the past. And you look at the website, you see the pictures, and you see, you know, a beautiful young lady, you know, holding up her top, facing away from the camera. And then there's another picture, a nice, beautiful girl, same thing. And then you scroll down, and you see, like, four guys in a pool naked. And that's a little disturbing. But maybe that could just be me, and I'm not going to judge. But, you know, I've had this conversation with mainly diving professionals, people that worked the liveaboard boat or worked on a dive vessel where, you know, they hosted a week of naked divers, like buff divers. There's actually a club in the U.S., I believe, called the Buff Divers. And they have not described the activity, at least from their perspective, as appealing as it may be to someone like, you know, CJ and Bubble Boy, who were, like I said, you know, putting a kink in their net to make sure they could see the website correctly. You hear what I'm saying? It was presented one way, and then reality was a bit different. And if you've ever been to a nude beach, I think you'll know what I'm talking about. Sure, there might be the 1 in 100. They're like, whoa, yeah, Papa likes. And then, you know, 99 others will be like, oh my God, for the love of Christ, will you please cover that up? Oh, jeez.
So no good.
Yeah.
I resemble that remark.
The bad outweighs the good.
Yeah. So you're hoping for your mask to fog up.
You're hoping for something to fog up. I mean, just so you can't, you know, see this image. Now, I've come across this.
You guys want
times.
Some goop? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah. But
let her fog.
I don't know. If there was a way to, you know, pre-approve the group of, you know, naked divers that you were going to go dive with, there might be there might be a plus to it. But
screening process.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure there's a lot of advantage, especially when it comes for guys. I mean, it's downright dangerous.
Well, we need our buddy Walt DeMartini to be running this operation.
Well, of course.
That's how you fix it.
He would recruit proper, participants for sure. He has a knack for that kind of thing. And you know, it would be great if it was, you know, all women from a guy's perspective. But if you got on a boat and you're planning to do your first naked dive, you know, and you...
I ain't doing it with dudes.
Well, it's hard to avoid. I mean, you look at this picture on the website there. It's five guys in a
easy
pool.
To avoid. Just don't do it.
Well, how do you know?
I've managed to avoid it my whole life.
You have to commit in advance to your naked dive. And if you get to the dive and realize, oh, man. It's
I do a little research, and as soon as I see that picture with the dudes,
Well, you don't know. You don't know who's on the roster for the dive that day until you get there on the boat, and then you realize, it's like, you know, maybe one girl and nine dudes. And, hey, and you know what? You might perk up for that. I don't know. That may be your thing, and I'm not going to judge either. That could be a plus. But from a guy's perspective, it's downright dangerous. Because, you know, we have these little dangly bits that I have heard these stories about turtles and things like that.
Barracudas.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And if you have no protection, you're just asking for trouble.
It's almost like bait.
It is. You know, remember eels, and I'm talking literally about eels, not the, you know... The euphemism one.
Easy.
And these times, Greg, when a lot of guys have some type of inappropriate jewelry down there, you know, it's like a shiner.
Now, you mean a lure?
A lure.
Yeah. Well, eels have very bad eyesight. So, you know, they might see something floating around there and think it's an eel swimming free. And, or, I don't know what it would be, a worm or... I don't know what they would think it was, but they'd think it was edible is my
point. A juvenile eel.
Could be. And think that it's something
they
could
come head. At. You might have a turtle head poking out.
Wow, that would be wrong. But the bottom line is that could be a dangerous situation. Now, I haven't heard any specific stories, and if anybody has heard of a naked diver having a real issue with that, I'd love to hear it. Greg@scubaradio.com. I've heard these anecdotal type of situations. Where
obviously we're talking about warm water. I mean, I don't want to go in cold water like that.
I don't know about that.
I don't
that.
Even like doing that with a wetsuit.
Well, I got another story of some free divers. These might be in Canada, too. They're just kooky up there, I guess. But
it's all that maple syrup. They get all hopped up on sugar. Loopy.
That could be. But I read some story about some group of free divers up there that went ice diving without a wetsuit. And they said, you'd be surprised how well you can do free diving and ice cold water. You can go way farther or torture yourself way more than you think you can. And they're talking about, you know, going without a wetsuit, free diving for 10 to 20 minutes in the water in a lake.
Sure, Greg. When all your organs shut down, you really don't need oxygen.
Yeah, you have no feeling.
Yeah.
That's true. So they could just be, you know, they might just be chronologically or they might just be frozen. You know?
Cryogenically.
Okay, they could do that too, if you want to throw that into the mix. But, you know, the thing is that there's some nutty folks out there doing this stuff. And I would love to hear if there's any incidents of people doing this and having an issue. Yeah, I mean, you can put two and two together, how I just described. If you're a guy diver, this could be a problem. I don't know what other women problems are there. I don't think it would have too much problem in that regard. However, if you were to go... In a warm water situation, and there's octopus, you know, in the area, I have heard these stories, and I've heard firsthand accounts of how octopus find warm spaces. And if there's no protection from that warm space in the open environment,
my buttocks.
Well, they didn't do that, but they got in the guy's nether regions under his loose-fitting swim trunks.
Oh, my God.
That happened in the Caymans. I've heard about that. And he was trying to whack it to get that thing out of there.
Don't they have little hooks in their suckers and everything?
Well, I don't know what. They got something that attached themselves to his nether regions, and he was quite freaked out. And I think he was okay, but he was a little worried because he was probably thinking the same thing. You know, he watched 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea like everyone else. And you think of that beak, you know, down there in the middle of the octopus. Kraken, you know, that kind of, that would be bad. So if there's nothing, you know, creating a barrier between you and the environment or these critters, and the critter's trying to find a warm place.
I'm not wearing a wetsuit ever again.
Well, I'm just saying, it could happen.
I love not wearing a wetsuit when it's warm, but this is freaking me out.
These are like ghost stories, or this will keep your clothes on.
Shoot right up your board shorts.
Mission accomplished.
Hello.
Yeah, because I'd rather not see either one of you two.
That'll make your conch fritter.
I'd rather not see either one of you guys naked diving. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh,
either one of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's, I don't know, the crazy Canadians, God bless them. But, you know, when you see that stuff on the web, and you think, like, hey, maybe I ought to give that a go. That'd be a nice icebreaker. Hey, let's go naked diving. And then when you see it, it might scar you for life. So, I don't know. Suggestion, public service announcement, take it as you will. We got more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/mystory. That's PADI.com/mystory. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Consider the cleverest of all sharks. Unlike the great white, which tends to inhabit the waters of harbors and recreational beach areas, the land shark may strike at any time, any place. It is capable of disguising its voice and generally attacks young single women. Expert at the University of Miami's Oceanographic Institute suggests that the best way to scare off the shark in the event of an attack is to hit or punch the predator in the nose.
Bad lover, you're afraid of the dark. Honey, I'm in love with a hammerhead shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Let's see. I thought we had Ed Crockett on, but I think we lost him here. Let's see what happened. Yep, Crockett, if you're listening, give us a call back. We'll get you back on. He had a nude scuba diving story. I think he wanted to share. So we'll get him on if he calls back. 888-88-SCUBA. I love shows that feature diving. And James Cameron has a new show that he's working on with National Geographic. Makes its debut on January 29th about Atlantis. So James Cameron, you know, the guy behind Titanic, the Abyss.
Very famous.
So this could be pretty interesting.
They named the continent of Cameroon after him.
You think that's what it was? Maybe. That could be how he got his name. I don't know. However, they think they have found Atlantis. You know, the Bimini Road, obviously in the Bahamas, in Bimini.
Right.
I might be over there next week. But they don't know if it is indeed the road to Atlantis. That's one of the theories. I've dived that site. But this place that Cameron and his team have found, some signs of Atlantis is, let's see if it says, I think it said where they were going to be. Team leader, professor, archaeologist Richard Freud. Let's see, where? Gibraltar, the Straits of Gibraltar on the Atlantic side. They think they have found something that could be evidence of the lost city of Atlantis.
Like buildings? Subway system?
A trident. I think they found a trident.
A pack of gum?
Well, yeah, that too. That's possible.
No, seriously, they found a trident.
No, they didn't. I was joking about that too.
Oh!
Yeah, but it could have been something similar. They found something down there that gave them...
Pitchfork.
Okay, could be that.
Or
but
just
I guess
a
we'll
fork.
Have, you'll have to watch it on National Geographic Channel.
They found a
Channel.
Spork.
January 29th.
Spork.
An olive fork.
They found a spork discarded from a passing cruise ship.
That could be. All right, that very well could be. All right, hey, Crockett, is this you? Are you with us now? Do I got you?
Yes, sir.
All right, so what do you got, bud? What's going on?
This is a flashback to Naked Diver. I was off the coast of Roatan diving on off the boat there, and normally, if you got good visibility, this is a great thing on any dive day. But this particular day, somebody comes swimming up to me from about 50, 60 feet away, and as he got closer, I realized, oh, man. You got no clothes on.
Uh-oh. All right. And you were wishing, it was the first time ever you were wishing were for worse visibility.
Yes, worse visibility, maybe a fogged-up mask, something, yeah. You know, would have worked.
Hmm. Okay, did he ever explain why? Did you find out why he was swimming around with no clothes on near you? Or was it just
he was into free diving, he called it.
Oh, okay. He was just wanting to be free, feeling free. So was he on the same boat as you?
But who paid the cost?
Yeah, he was. But when he entered the water, he was wearing swimming trunks. But for some reason, he lost them.
He lost them halfway through the dive.
Hey, fellas.
That's how he did. He sound like
they're really loose. You could lose them on a giant stride.
What, your drawers?
Yeah. Whoops,
now, I will say, I was on a liveaboard trip years ago, and there were these two girls from California, of course. And they made quite a, I don't know, a stink, or not a stink, but there was a wave of activity once they got in the water because evidently they were doing the same thing. They were getting down there underwater on their dive, and halfway through, they decided to shed their bikinis, and they'd come back to the boat butt-ass naked.
Like it.
And the crew, ironically, seemed to notice. And so you always knew when they were diving because the entire crew would rush to the back of the boat and watch for the girls to get back on the vessel. That is the kind of dream scenario that most guys think of when they think of naked scuba diving, but the reality is usually much worse. So, and I just heard it secondhand. I didn't get to witness any of that, unfortunately.
Well, that should be our New Year's resolution, if it's not too late to make one.
What, to go naked diving?
Is to round up some mermaids and get them to get naked.
And
I see. I could think of no better resolution.
Okay, so
if we can make that happen, that would be pretty cool.
Well, if there's any mermaids listening that would like to make CJ's
dream New Year's come true.
Well, New Year's resolution, not really dream, is it? It's not a dream. It's a resolution. It's something more tangible, something easier to achieve, something that, you know,
you can
not out
it,
of the realm of possibility.
It.
Yeah.
I'd settle for a skinny manatee.
I'll never settle.
Yeah, settle for more.
Dream big.
Settle for more. Follow Megyn Kelly's lead.
Dream big.
Yeah, because
let's do this.
A skinny manatee, I don't think, is going to have the same effect as what CJ is hoping for, and it's probably not far from seeing some dude, you know, bump into you.
No, I don't want a dude.
Yeah.
I want a mermaid.
Merman?
Mermaid.
Mermaid. Okay. All right. Just checking.
Some rock.
I'm not going to judge either way.
Hit headphones.
Well, what do you do, Greg, if a naked guy swim up to you underwater? You don't want to look at him, but at the same time, you don't want to turn your back.
You definitely don't want to turn your back. You don't want him sneaking up from behind, if you know what I'm saying. All right. And then we'll just leave it at that. All right, look, hour two, we're going to tell you about recompression underwater. You know, if you have to go into a decompression chamber because you got the bends, what if you did this underwater because there isn't one nearby? Is that the right thing to do? We're going to dive into that topic in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.